Hello, everybody, and happy Friday to all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from partly cloudy, beautiful Jupiter, Florida, and Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Site of tonight's Florida State League baseball game between your St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Jupiter Hammerheads, the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tonight, game one of a quick three-game series between these two teams. And for the Mets, it's their final time in the regular season at Roger Dean Chevrolet this year. Hope everybody enjoyed the All-Star break. A nice four-day reprieve for all the teams in the minor leagues. Last time we talked, it was Sunday afternoon. The Mets and the Dunning the Blue Jays just barely did beat the Storms. Unfortunately, the Mets did not beat the Blue Jays. They lost two games on Sunday against the Jays. So after winning the first three games of the series against Dunedin at home, the Mets lost the final three. So they enter this evening's game on a three-game losing streak. Jupiter didn't fare much better. And they're coming off a series where they lost 4-6 at the Lakeland Flying Tigers. First pitch today, under partly cloudy skies and no rain, is scheduled for 6:30. We're going to be very close to an on-time start. Mets enter today with the 51-35 record. That's best overall in the Florida State League. They are 11-10 in the second half, just one game out of first. Jupiter is 44-41 overall. They are 10-11 in the second half. Taking a look at complete FSL second half standings, it's close in the East. Palm Beach 12-9, one game up on the Mets, two games up on Jupiter. Daytona, with the bad record, still hanging around at 4.5 out despite being 7-13. In the West, Tampa and Bradenton tied to top. Dunedin is in third, 2.5 games out. Lakeland in fourth, Fort Myers fifth, and Clearwater is in last. Other games around the Florida State League today as the minor league season gets back started. Fort Myers at Dunedin at 6:30, Tampa hosting Lakeland at 6:30, Bradenton at Clearwater at 6:30, and the last game, the late game, is Palm Beach at Daytona at 7:05. And once again, our first pitch is 6:30. We will take a brief break here on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network when we come back to the ballpark, the starting pitching matchup, and the lineups for today's game between the Mets and the Hammerheads.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show rolls on here in Jupiter. Let's get to today's starting pitching matchup for the Mets. A new addition, Mike Montgomery, another minor league rehab assignment for the St. Lucie Mets. Montgomery was pitching this year in Syracuse as a starter. It was not all that effective, just a 1-7 record in 12 starts with a 6.90 ERA. And he's been down in Port St. Lucie rehabbing, and now he will get a rehab start. Montgomery's really claim to fame. He was on the mound getting the last out of the 2016 World Series for the Chicago Cubs. So he will forever be a part of that storied franchise getting the save over the Cleveland Guardians. Originally, Montgomery was a 36-round pick in 2008 out of Kansas City. And he is, again, on rehab assignment for the St. Lucie Mets. We'll see how long the lefty stays in the game. Starting pitcher for Jupiter is Jake Walters. Walters, 26 years old, from Brandon, Mississippi. Marlins' ninth-round pick in 2018 out of Alabama. The lineups will begin with the Mets. Leading off and playing center is Omar De Los Santos. Junior Tillian bats second. He's the DH. William Lugo hits third. He plays third. JT Riddle, another minor league rehabber, bats cleanup, plays short. Carlos Dominguez in right field hitting fifth. Justin Guerrero hits sixth. He's at second. Raul Berciarte plays first, hits seventh. Eduardo Salazar is in left hitting eighth. Brady Smith is the catcher, batting ninth. The Hammerheads lineup will have to wait until the other side of the break because the Hammerheads have taken the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. Pregame show in the books. When we return to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, first pitch between the Mets and the Hammerheads on a beautiful night in Jupiter, Florida. Tebow drives one deep center field. Going back is Drake. This ball is gone! Bye-bye baseball! Tim Tebow strikes with the home run. A base hit into center field. Yes, and Mora's going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Sweet. Mora slides in. He is safe, and the Mets win. Mazzica, the walk-off winner. Two-oh pitch. Alonso hits it deep left field. This ball is gone. A grand slam. Bye-bye baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. Rainier ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pius. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pius slides in. He's safe. And the Mets win. Rainier, the walk-off RBI single. And they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives the ball, deep left field, going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run! It's go time for the Mets and Hammerheads. Good to be back. Four-day break, the Major League All-Star Game. No All-Star Games in the minor leagues this year, just everybody getting 4 days off. Most teams, including the Mets, did report back to their facilities yesterday and practiced. The Mets had a night practice. You might have heard Jacob deGrom pitched a simulated game yesterday, and his opponents were the poor St. Lucie Mets. You can take a guess at how that went. Just about how every other deGrom rehab start has gone so far. He mowed right through everybody he faced. So that was a welcome back to baseball moment for St. Lucie last night. And now they really officially restart the season here. For the Mets, it's game number 87 on the season out of a possible 131. So we are way past the halfway point. Still a good break in the action for the team to reset, get rejuvenated, get a little healthier. And now, I won't say a sprint to the finish line, more like maybe a 5K to the finish line. Throw down to second complete by the catcher, Joe Mack, for Jupiter, and we're ready for baseball. Mets in their road grays, Hammerheads in their home whites, playing for the 19th time this season. Season series is dead even. 9 wins, 9 losses for each team. Would especially like to welcome those listening in on WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast, and St. Lucie Mets baseball on a Friday night. And here we are on July 22nd. First pitch of the game is a dribbler up the third base line by Omar De Los Santos, and he's going to race through the first base bag safe. Throw gets away into the Mets bullpen where there's a lot of bodies around there, and Omar's going to go up to second base. Yeah, a lot of bodies in the Mets bullpen in foul territory down the right side because Mike Montgomery is wrapping up his warm-up session. The right fielder Caballero actually used his arm and tossed somebody aside as he went to scramble to get that ball. Omar De Los Santos is on second base on the first pitch of the game. It's an infield hit followed by a throwing error on the third baseman, Santiago. Now Omar De Los Santos may be the fastest player in the Florida State League. It's that slow dribbler up the third base side, an easy infield hit for him. And then Santiago compounded that issue with the throwaway past his first baseman, Zach Zubia. Now Jake Walter's next pitch is a ball low to Junior Tillian. And on this pitch, the Hammerheads want to challenge it. They thought it was low, or they thought it was a strike. Home plate umpire Matt Wachowski signals that it's a strike. So Jupiter wins the challenge. Boy, we got a lot going on two pitches into the game. A hit, an error, and a challenge. And jumping right back into the fray. Tillian takes the ball up. And it's 1-1. That challenge was by Mac, the catcher, his first game against St. Lucie this season. First round pick last year by the Marlins. Off the IL today, playing for Jupiter, and Stillian spoils this one foul off to the right. Couple of new faces for the Mets to face off against with this Hammerhead squad. You got Mac, the catcher, and Yippee Cape, 19-year-old Cuban, a top 15 prospect for Miami, promoted from the FCL to the Florida State League today. Here's a fly into shallow center towards Caballero, and he will make the catch, no tag, and advancing for De Los Santos. He stays put at second base. Tillian out on the fly. Now William Lugo hits. Walters, the pitcher for Palm Beach or Jupiter, play Palm Beach next week, Adam. Drafted back in 2018 out of Alabama, older, and now he has Omar De Los Santos in a rundown. Throws to second, the second baseman tracking, high throw, tag on the helmet, and De Los Santos is out. Well, Santiago tapped him on the head as Omar tried to dive into third, and he gets caught in the rundown, and that's out number two. So a good start for the Mets is erased. Two down, nobody on, and Lugo waiting to see that first pitch still. Walters throws a fastball outside at 89. Oh, they got the velocity on the scoreboard now. They did not have that last time we were here. The ball fouled away. Walters pitched against the Mets on July 2nd. His first game in the Florida State League this year, coming off injury. Six hits and three runs and 2 2/3. Ground ball heading up the middle, but cut off by the shortstop, Cape, and he makes the throw. So Cape gets the third out. Tall, lanky teenager from Cuba looked pretty good there. Lugo is retired. No runs to the Mets, one hit, one error, nobody stranded. Mike Montgomery trying to make his way back up to the big leagues. We'll be on MILB rehab assignment when we return on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Yes, let's do that. Let's go back to the field. The St. Lucie Mets versus the Jupiter Hammerheads. Three-game series. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock, and then Sunday, noon. Off on Monday, like usual. And we really get back to normal next week when the Mets host Palm Beach for 6 straight games. First pitch swinging is Yidi Capé, and he pops it up to the Mets catcher, Brady Smith, in foul territory. So Capé didn't even give me a chance to talk about him. Well, Yidi Capé up, and the Marlins' number three prospect, Cleo Watson, who's been in Jupiter all season, down to the FCL. And recall that Cleo Watson, a few weeks back, facing the Mets up in Port St. Lucie, struck out, pointed the bat he had in his hand at the umpire and pretended it was a gun. That got him suspended. He has not played since, and the Marlins demoted him to the FCL today. We'll see what happens for him as the season goes on. But that is a big no-no, obviously. So some upheaval, some good, some bad, obviously, for the Marlins farm system today with Watson activated but demoted, and Capé up. Here's Javier Sanoja. He takes a ball outside after first two missed as well. It's 3-0. Montgomery walking around the back of the mound. This pitch, ball outside. I do not see the pitch clock turned on. Montgomery is a minor league rehabber, not a major league rehabber, so he should not be immune from the pitch clock. Here's Joe Mack, left-handed hitting catcher, 31st overall draft pick last year, competitive balance selection by Miami out of high school, and he takes a ball low. He's played in four games for Jupiter, but not any against St. Lucie, as he started the season in the FCL. One on, one out, no score. Lefty-lefty matchup here. There's a pitch low. Throw to first, safe. A swing and a miss. Short lead off of first for Sanoja, with Montgomery looking right out, and the pitch comes home. Ball outside. 3-1. Pitch low for ball four. And the first pitch of the game that Montgomery threw was a pop out. The next two draw a walk, so he obviously does not look very sharp. And Brady Allen will come up. Again, Montgomery, 33 years old, drafted way back in 2008. Where were you in 2008? Out of Hart High School in Newhall, California, by the Royals. Came up through the Royals. As this pitch is a ball low. Made his debut with Seattle. Pitched most notably in Chicago. We have a steal attempt. Throw will be held by Brady Smith. Javier Sanoja steals third uncontested. Joe Mack at first did not break. Pitch, you can guess it was another ball. Montgomery came full circle in 2019 and 20 pitching for Kansas City. Last year, four games at AAA Scranton-Wilkes-Barre with the Yankees farm system. And this year, 12 largely ineffective starts in AAA Syracuse for landing on the AAA IL and now rehabbing with St. Lucie. Two balls and a strike, and this pitch is smoked up the middle for a base hit for Brady Allen. This will easily score Sanoja. Joe Mack up to second base. He will stop there. It's 1-0 Jupiter. Walk, walk, single. Mix in a stolen base.
The first baseman, number 25, Zach Zubia.
Now Zach Zubia will hit. Montgomery not on it early. He throws this fastball at 90 right down the pipe for Zubia. Now, the Mets have had a lot of minor league rehabbers come through this season. Not major league rehabbers, minor league rehabbers. That's, once again, you only have minor leaguers in the FCL and in single A. Here's a low ground ball to Riddle. He overthrows the easy double play. Ball to second base, and that will bring in a run. Speaking of rehabbers, the minor league level, there's JT Riddle with the E6 on what should have been the end of the inning. Rehabbing a side injury. Ground ball hit right to him. Easy double play call. What does he do? He flips it way over the head of Guerrera from point blank range, throwing it into right field. That will score Mack. Allen goes all the way to third base. And Zubia is safe on first. Could not drop a double play any better. And the 10-foot underhand throw from Riddle went about 5 feet over Guerrera's head. And it's 2-0 Jupiter. And we'll have a mound visit with Montgomery. Boy, rough start for the rehabbers, right? As I was saying, the Mets have had a lot of minor league rehabbers come through this season. Justin Dillon, very ineffective on Sunday rehabbing. Mets trying to close out a game. He blew a save, took a loss. And now a combination of Montgomery on the mound and Riddle at short has muddled the first inning for the Mets. Here's a fly ball deep into left field by Carlos Santiago. On the run, unable to get it, is Salazar. Base runners had to hold to see if it would be caught. Now Zubia can get the third. Allen scores. And it's 3-0 Jupiter. An RBI double for Santiago. We pause while one of the coaches for Jupiter goes out to second base and gets Santiago's equipment, and Jorge Caballero bat. Mets going to get somebody throwing in the bullpen. Two in scoring position, just one out. Out came on the first pitch. Three runs have scored since, both walks, and Brady Allen as well. There's a pitch fouled straight back by Caballero, and it's strike two. It's Jeffrey Colon throwing in the Mets bullpen. Breaking ball misses inside. On appeal, Caballero held his swing. Sweeping curveball at 76. Missed low. A 1-2, grounded foul out towards third. Once again, 3-0 Hammerheads, just one out in the bottom of the first inning. Two more Hammerheads in scoring position. A walk, a single, an error on what should have been the inning-ending double play. Then an RBI double on a poor route by Salazar in left field. Here's a fly ball socked into center towards Omar De Los Santos, rounding to it. He's got a big arm. He's set himself up for the heave. He's just going to throw it to Riddle. It's a sack fly for Caballero as Zubia tags and scores to make it 4-0 Hammerheads. Just too much ground to cover for De Los Santos. He did the right thing. Yes, I know he's got that big, powerful right arm, but throw it to the infield, get the out. Try not to compound the problem. There's a lefty, Tanner Allen. And he rolls one to first. Bear Sierta puts his hand up. He's got it. He runs to the bag, and the inning is over. So in consecutive pitches, the inning ends. But, wow, what a rough start for the Mets. The two rehab guys, Montgomery and Riddle, shaky. The Mets are in a 4-0 hole after one inning. And we're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We're swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, here's JT Riddle. This is his second rehab game for St. Lucie. His first was up in Daytona in a doubleheader on a Sunday. He struck out three times. And he had a tooth extraction, and by the time overcame that, had to ramp back up. So he did not appear in the last series against Dunedin. He fouls this one off to the left, and that's going to land scraping across the net. So Riddle back to where once he was a minor leaguer for the Jupiter Hammerheads here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Bounced around the minors and the majors. Mets got him from the Reds in trade for cash. He swings and misses at this fastball from Walters. It's 1-2. Pitch is high. Two pitch is knocked foul, nearly to the same spot as the other foul. That one's going to get up into the stands. Remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riddle will be followed by Dominguez and Guerrera. That's the early 4-0 hole. Riddle fouls this one back. That one might have almost gone in the press box. Yeah, not the ideal start for the Mets coming out of the All-Star break. 2 walks, an error, a runner picked off, all just in the first inning. Well, hopefully they just try to get it out of their system right there in the first. Riddle fouls another ball back. Another pop-up out of play. Riddle flies this ball into left center. Who wants it? A couple of Hammerheads are there. It's going to be the center fielder, Brady Allen, making the catch. So Riddle, after a long battle, is retired to start the second inning. Brings up Carlos Dominguez. Well, a lot has happened in just 4 days that the Mets have been off. We had an MLB draft. We've had a lot of roster movement. We've had a rule change. As this pitch is up high to Dominguez. Now we'll get to the draft later. First, I want to start with the rule change, the pie slice rule, as this ball is low. You can't see it, as it's on radio. You will see it on Tuesday on MILB TV in all its glory. The chalk lines, 2 of those, painted from the back tip of the second base bag to the outfield grass running diagonally, as this ball from Dominguez is grounded to third. Good throw by Santiago. Beats Dominguez by a full step. So imagine the area behind second base as a giant piece of pie with lines running diagonally from the corner of the second base bag to the edge of the grass towards left field and the edge of the grass towards right field. And you cannot stand in that area if you are a defender. You have to be outside those lines. Right now, Javier Sanoja for Jupiter is inside the line. That is illegal. He cannot do that. He is doing it anyways. The umpires are not calling it as this pitch is a strike. JT Riddle, the Mets shortstop, was inside the pie slice in the bottom of the first, and they did not call him on that. I do not know if there's a grace period that I was not aware of, but these lines were implemented today for the first time. The idea is you can't put middle infielders over the second base bag and take away hits up the middle, as Guerrera takes this ball low. But it's clear as day right now that Javier Sanoja, not only is he inside the line, he's in the grass. He can't do that either. There's a ball fouled away. What are we doing here? Two pitch coming to Guerrero. And he will take it for a called third strike. Would he like to challenge this? He lingers for a moment, but will not. Hammerhead's cautiously optimistic, walking off the field. Now they sprint up. 1-2-3 inning for Walters as Guerrero takes the high strike. When you come back in the break, I'll tell you if it was a ball or not. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Well, Mike Montgomery returns to the hill for the second inning. He will face the nine hitter. Gave up 2 hits, 2 walks, 4 runs in the first inning, only 2 earned, and 23 pitches and 12 strikes. And he throws ball 1 up high to Anhuedi Santos. And then a strike. And Jeffrey Colon continues to throw in the Mets bullpen. He just threw one away and will go all the way to the backstop. Right behind the play on the field. All right, well, I told you I'd find out if Guerrero took that pitch and should have challenged. Yeah, he should have challenged. As this pitch is a strike to Santos, he took a called third strike up high. It was not particularly close. It was definitely a ball by a wide margin. I mean, did not pull the trigger. Here's Santos swinging out a curveball in the dirt. Brady will throw down to first. And that completes the strikeout. Edie Cappé comes up. But he will not face Montgomery, it looks like. Robbie Robinson, Mets manager, good to have him back, makes the pitching change. So Montgomery, his day has ended at an inning and a third. Jupiter's a 4-0 lead. The Mets will bring in Jeffrey Colon. We take a break on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal, and that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco-free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco-free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Jeffrey Colon base is empty, needing two outs to get through the second inning, down 4-0. We'll face Didi Capet. Capet swung at the first pitch he saw and popped out foul ground. He takes this pitch outside at 92 for a ball. Colon's had a resurgence with St. Lucie after struggling to stick last year with the Mets. Rode the shuttle a couple of times to and from the complex. That was this one outside at 91. Pitched out of the bullpen on Saturday. That was that game against Dunedin that was suspended, so it was a shortened appearance for him. And here's a ground ball to third, and it's up above Lugo's mitt. Maybe it took a bad hop on Lugo, who reached low to his left. Ball went high past his ear. It'll be a hit. And the first single hit for Yidi Capet. One on, one out for Sanoha. Drew a walk and scored in the first. Throw over to first, not in time to get Capet. Along with the peek over his shoulder. High leg kick, slow delivery, a called strike. Capet not running. Colon on the season, appearing in his 10th game. 2-0 with a 3.03 ERA. In service, a long man. There's a swing and a miss on a slider. Throw to second base. The tag, safe. That ball get dropped by Guerrero? I don't think so. It's Capet with a good slide. Guerrero is going to have a little discussion with the field umpire, Alex Lawry. Stolen base for Capet. Slide. Interesting. Looked a little off balance. Here's a soft liner into center field for a base hit. Capet is rounding third. He will score. Throw is cut off by Smith, but not in time for Sanoha, who goes to second. RBI single for him, and it's 5-0 Jupiter. So Colon comes into the game and two batters and a run. And Capet scoring with ease. De Los Santos, who just cautiously threw the infield last inning, throws home this time. And that allowed Sanoha to go from first to second. would have been better off just throwing it to the infield again. Joe Mack up, he takes a ball and then swings through a fastball at 92. One pitch is low, two balls and a strike. Hammerheads lead 5-0. One out, runner on second, just in the top of the bottom of the second. All Hammerheads so far in this one. They've come out sharp. The Mets look pretty rusty right now. Long way to go, though. Colon's pitch misses away. He walked Mack. Second time Mack has taken ball four. So Colon, who's been so good, has faced three batters and has not gotten any outs. Wonder if... Well, he's basically on regular rest. I mean, he pitched last Saturday, so basically a full 6 days for him. Brady Allen will come up. He has an RBI single and a run already. And Cafe will look back to second and throw to and not throw. Colon's pitch, a slider. And Allen cannot check his swing. He goes around too far. Swinging strike. But looking at the Mets middle infield, Guerrera and Riddle, they are not in violation of that chalk line this time. They've been in the correct spots. Last time, Riddle was well inside that chalk line, which he should not be. Right now, as Guerrero is trying to keep the runner close, he's basically got his heels on that chalk line. There's a good slider at 84 for a strike. It's one and two. Colon slider is hit towards Riddle. Could be two. He flips to Guerrero for one. Guerrero's throw to first. Not in time. Wow. It most certainly was in time. Umpire missed it. Alex Aller missed it. Bears here to head that ball in the mitt. And it looked like Allen was a full half step short. Well, no inning-ending double play. Fielder's choice 6-4. Riddle's underhand toss to Guerrero was better this time. Didn't sail it over his head. Well, Mack is out on the bases. That's the second out of the inning. Runners at the corners for Zach Zubia. Well, Mets didn't argue that call. Their first dugout's right along the first base line. There was some yelling from the dugout, but no appearance from any staff member. Well, maybe I was wrong.
Call is upheld. Ball is the call.
Mets challenged that low pitch. Thought it was a strike. They thought wrong. A lost challenge for the Mets. Count stays 1-0 on Zubia. He takes a slider in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. One run has scored this inning. There are four scored for Jupiter in the first. Fastball too high. Three balls and no strikes. Zubia reached on the fielder's choice error in the first inning, came around to score a run. Colon will throw over to first. Allen will hold and gets back. Pretty good crowd here on a Friday night, and they're still filing in. Nice night. Four game, no threat of rain. Famous last words. A fast strike. 3-1. Weather forecast actually looks good for this entire three-game series. Backup slider missed inside. A walk to load the bases. Zubia down to first, forces Allen up to second. And Sanoha remains at third. Five batters faced, one out recorded by Cologne. And faces Carlos Santiago. Ground ball towards first, that'll turn foul. The last time Cologne faced Jupiter, he struggled. Seven hits and five runs in four innings back on June 28th. It was an 8-5 Mets win. Mets scored six runs in the seventh inning to get Cologne off the hook. So we'll try to do that again. Cologne followed that game up with two amazing appearances at Daytona, combining for just three hits and one run and 10 and a third innings. Here's a ground ball to Guerrero. He throws bad to first, and that pulls Bercierto off the base. An E4 on a simple routine grounder. The sidearm sling just way off the mark. Bercierto has to come off the bag. The swipe tag no good. Sanoha scores, and it's 6-0 Jupiter. It's the simple grounder right to Guerrero, just a bad throw. And we will have another mound visit. Well, that one not on Cologne at all. Made the pitch. It's Guerrero makes the error. It's the middle infield struggling with very simple and easy throws today. You know, Mets did scrimmage last night. They held a 15-minute infield practice right after their scrimmage. Looked very sharp. There were a couple of drops in there, but thought they looked good coming off of a three-day rest period. I mean, this is a team right now that's struggling to make the simple routine plays in this game. Struggling to throw strikes, struggling to run the bases, struggling to field the baseball and throw the baseball. No RBI for Santiago. That's going to be the third unearned run of the game. Bases remain loaded for Caballero, who flew out to center field last time. There's a slider off the plate for ball one. And because this inning has gone on so long, Mets are going to have to get another reliever warming as the pitch count climbs for Cologne. And there's ground ball foul. And again, this is not even a full inning for him. There's one out when he entered. I think Caballero might have hurt himself on that swing. He's given a little more time. Now back in the box. And Jace Beck going in the Mets bullpen. A fastball for a strike. Nothing in two. Or one in two, rather. Well, the Mets bullpen should be well rested. I'm not sure the Mets want to empty everybody out the first day back. As this pitch is bouncing the dirt, good stop by Brady Smith. And the Monday off day upcoming, so should be no shortage of pitchers available, but still you want the guys that are in the game to do well. And approaching the 30-pitch mark, teams get a little antsy about that. There's a high slider at 85. Make it a full count. Payoff pitch with two outs, and the base is loaded, and it's a ground ball to third. Lugo will field it. He whips to first. Bercierta has to stretch to hold the bag, but he does. Even that one was nearly offline, but Bercierta able to pluck it. Caballero out, inning over. Couple of runs, another one unearned. Base is left loaded. Mets down six through just two innings in their first game out of the break. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
See if the Mets can turn this day around. In the third inning, down six. Raul Bercierta takes the ball outside from Jake Walters. Just 27 pitches through two innings for Walters. Here's a fly into right center field, tailing away from Allen, and it bounces down for a hit. So Raul Bercierta starts the third inning with the base knock. Remember how this game started? First pitch of the game, Omar De Los Santos infield single and went to second on an error. And ooh, the Mets are off and running here. And then Omar was quickly picked off. And then the Mets had to pitch and play defense in the first inning. And that did not go so well. Point is, things can change in a hurry. From a good start to the Mets to a bad start. Let's see if they can get it good again. As Eduardo Salazar comes up and takes the ball high. Mets have made a lot of roster moves, seven to be specific, since the in the time period off, as this pitch is low. No additions to the team other than Montgomery on minor league rehab assignment. Mets did lose a couple of players. Go over that here in a moment. We'll wait for this next pitch. A ball outside to Salazar. 3-0. Well, the Mets demoted Robert Colina to the FCL Mets. He was really struggling. Didn't give the Mets a great shot to win in his last handful of starts. After a good start to his St. Lucie season, it was downhill for a while. So back down to the complex he goes to work things out. Less stressful environment. As this pitch is a called strike at the knees, and Salazar puts his hand on his helmet and adjusts the helmet. But that is not the three tap for a challenge. A payoff pitch coming from Walters. Bears here to not running. Pitch is low for ball four. I don't think a challenge is coming from the Hammerheads. So the Mets have put the first two on in the third, trailing by six. I want to get back into this game. Here's the start. Okay, so the Mets sent Robert Cuina down to the FCL. They sent Gregory Guerrero, the infielder, and Juan Loyo, the catcher, up to Brooklyn. So promotions for those two. Well, I'm not sure those are going to be permanent. We'll see. Mets added Daniel Juarez back from the temporarily inactive list. He was on the TI list for 2 weeks. Good to have his arm back from the bullpen. Brady Smith is up, and he takes a strike. And then there's another strike. That looked off. He will not challenge. The Mets ended Justin Dillon's rehab assignment and transferred him up to Syracuse. So he's off the Syracuse IL, back active with AAA. Dillon, one good rehab appearance for the Mets and one really subpar one that cost them that second game on Sunday. Smith takes this ball out. Mets also ended outfielder Daniel Johnson's minor league rehab assignment, and he was released from Syracuse. So technically activated from the Syracuse IL, ending his rehab assignment here and released. Johnson had been acquired in May in a trade with the Guardians. There's a swing and a miss, and Smith strikes out. So those were the roster moves from end of Sunday through today. Back to the top and Omar De Los Santos. So Walters has been through this lineup one time, giving up a couple of hits, a walk, no runs. There's a ball outside. Well, after Smith struck out, they played the doorbell sound, and that got the dogs barking here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Jupiter challenged that ball call. It was overturned to a strike, so their catcher, Mack, is 2-for-2. Omar fouls this pitch off. So it's Bark in the Park day here. I don't see many, though, unless they're just out of the view of the broadcast booth. But one of those dogs is really going crazy at the doorbell bark sound. It always gets one or two. Six nothing the score. Jupiter in front. Mets have two runners on with one out. Looking for a hit to get them back in the mix. De Los Santos called out on strikes as this pitch right across the top of the zone. Also a check swing, but it looked like the home plate umpire Matt Wachowski called that a strike. So the Mets had first and second no outs, back-to-back strikeouts. Now it's two outs, and Junior Tillian will hit. Three strikeouts now for Walters. Tillian foul tips the pitch for a strike. Junior, a fly out to right field in the first inning, 0-4-1. Dribbles one foul over to the left side into the Jupiter dugout, and it's nothing and two. Walters, first and second, has acted like those guys haven't even gotten on base. 0-2 pitch comes inside. Tillian takes it inside for a ball, nearly hit him. 1-2 pitch is socked into center field right at Allen. Makes the catch and ends the inning. Promising start for the Mets with first two reaching. The next three down in order. No runs for the Mets, a hit, no errors, two stranded. Walters looking good through three scoreless Mets in a 6-0 hole on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald back with you on a gorgeous night in Jupiter, Florida. From the Mets standpoint, at least the weather's good. Rough start, no doubt. Here's another inning, a chance to get it right as Jeffrey Colon will throw his 30th pitch of the night, gets a foul ball. Colon labored through that last inning, giving up two runs, just one earned. Should have been out of the inning. Montgomery, an inning and a third, two hits, four runs, two earned, two walks, one strikeout for him. Here's Colon with the snag on the comebacker. That will retire Tanner Allen. With that new rule, with the infielders in the middle infield having to stay to the left and right of the chalk lines, the pie slice rule, I mean, that puts it more on the pitcher to stop those comebackers, because once it gets by the mound, if it's hit hard, it's going to get through. Although JT Riddle is in major violation of that chalk line now. And he is way, he's inside of it by 5 feet. And they're not calling him on it, so I guess why change? As Anahuete Santos takes the ball, and then another, 2-0. I mean, he's not even... trying to get away with it. I mean, you can toe the line, you know, be inside, outside of it, try to, you know, cheat out inside that chalk line a little bit. I mean, the Riddle is 5 feet inside that line. And if a ball's hit over the second base bag, he's getting to it. There's a strike, Santos. And really, these chalk lines now out at second base, they're meant for the left-handed hitters to get the hits up the middle, as Santos swings to this pitch for strike two. Would have been ball four and a walk. A lot of lefties over the years have seen hits up the middle taken away by shortstops playing right over the second base bag. And here's the idea, is to get rid of those. Here's Guerrera with the side-winding throw on the one-hopper, and he makes the play. So he looks a little more in tune on that play. So two quick groundouts, not easy groundouts either. Back to the top in Yidi Capé. Picked up his first Florida State League hit last inning and scored a run. $3.5 million to sign in the 2021 international signing period. It's a lot of cheddar cheese. Swings and misses at this slider. It's nothing and two. He's already made a nice play at short, and he's already got a hit. Looks like he fits right in. 6'3", 175 pounds from Havana, Cuba. Takes this pitch inside. He looks taller than that. Scouting report says, I think he'll fill out a little more, and that might push him from shortstop to third base. Of course, the Marlins drafting Cleo Watson, the top 20 last year as a shortstop. Well, they have a couple of options there. Here's a ground ball to Riddle. Throw on target, inning over. Three ground outs. One to the pitcher, one to the second baseman, one to the shortstop, and that is the best inning by far for the Mets. 1-2-3. Looks like Clone has settled in. We'll go to the fourth. Jupiter leads 6-0 on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Start of the fourth, 6-0 Jupiter. Four runs in the first, two in the second. A couple of errors have led to three unearned runs. William Lugo takes the ball low from Walters. Jake Walters, three shutout innings. Put the first two on last inning. Got the next three, no problem. Two strikeouts and a flyout. Throw is high to Lugo. Lugo bounced out to the shortstop, Capé, last time up. Fastball 88 for a strike at the knees. Here's a rocket up the middle, and that's caught by Sanoha. Outside the chalk line on the pitch, on contact, ran through it, which he's allowed to do. Made the backhanded stab. Lugo, tough out. Well-struck line drive right over the pitcher's head. Here's Riddle, who put up a battle last time but flew out. This time he's going to pop out in the first pitch in foul ground as it's snagged by Santiago. Quick inning developing here.
Right fielder number 10, Carlos Dominguez.
Two up, two down. 13 batters faced. Only three have reached. against Walters. First pitch to Dominguez is a ball low. Carlos ground out to Santiago at third last time up. 1-1 into right center. Brady Allen jogging towards it. The Jupiter center fielder puts it away. It was a 1-2-3 inning. Six straight retired by Walters. It's been very effective tonight. He played 3.5. It's all Jupiter in the first game out of the break. Hammerheads lead the Mets 6-0 on WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Some good news. Alex Ramirez homered a few minutes ago for the Brooklyn Cyclones, a three-run homer in the first inning for the Mets' number four prospect. A great St. Lucie Met. Basically a little more than a full season in the minor leagues. Alex, that well-deserved promotion on July 4th. Stanley Consuegra's really had a good run for Brooklyn since he was promoted from St. Lucie at the same time. Good to see those former St. Lucie Mets doing well. Here's Jace Beck into the ballgame in the fourth inning. So he's the third Mets pitcher already. And he throws ball one up and in to Javier Sanoja. So Cologne, as this pitch is flowing into center field towards Omar, De Los Santos comes up with it. Sanoja retired for the first time. Cologne settled in. Got the last four he faced. And a 1-2-3 sixth inning, third inning. Three ground outs. Inning in two-thirds, two hits, two runs, one earned. A couple of walks and no strikeouts on 41 pitches. So easing him into action. Now Beck throws this one up high to Joe Mack, who has walked twice. Fouls this pitch back. Again, Mack, first round pick last year, 31st overall, competitive balance round pick. Young guy, should be a very effective player for the Hammerheads down the stretch. Takes this pitch up, it's 2-1. And he appears to be very selective. Beck's pitch high, 3-1. This is Jace's ninth game in relief. No wins or losses, one save and one try. Doesn't pitch long in games as he throws a ball outside, and Mack has now walked three times today. So eight appearances and only 8 2/3 innings for Beck, but only one run and five hits. Five walks and eight strikeouts. Allen. He's last two appearances, though, he's pitched a little longer. The 14th against Dunedin, he went two innings. Sunday against Dunedin, an inning and a third. When he throws one up high to Allen, he just can't seem to get the pitch down, missing in the same spot every time. A 1-1. Ball popped out of play. Jupiter has a 6-0 lead. Four runs in the first inning. An RBI single, an error, an RBI double, and a sac fly. Two more runs in the second, an RBI single, and an error. A slider, good one for a strike. One and two. Slidered Allen down low. Allen today 1-for-2. Drove in the first run of the game in the first inning. One on, one out, bottom of the fourth. Ball sawed off out of play. It stays 2-2. Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, sifting that ball behind his back, brings it into his mitt, takes a look at first base and will throw over there. Checking in on Mack, who, when he got on base in the first and second, did not attempt to steal. Two pitch slider. Good pitch. A called third strike on the corner. Allen's lingering, but he won't challenge. Jupiter's got all three left.
First baseman, number 25, Zach Zubia.
That's the second out. First strikeout for Beck. Now Zach Zubi up, 0-for-1 with a walk and a run. First pitch to him up high, waiting for the box score to update to see if that was actually a strike. Was it? No, it was not. Well, Allen should have challenged. It would have been a ball. Still be batting. It's two players, one on each side, that has taken a called third strike. It's not liked it, but has not challenged, and in hindsight, should have. Beck misses up high. It's 2-0 on Zubia. Mets have another reliever starting to throw in the bullpen. Who's this? Trying to find a number. That's Joel Diaz. We might be saying this all weekend. Just a three-game series out of the break with an off day Monday. Might be several short outings for guys just to get them stretched out and try to get everybody a turn. As Beck's pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. But by the time the fifth inning comes around, the Mets very well might be on their fourth pitcher. Two balls, two strikes, two outs on Zubia. Beck using all the pitch clock, throws a fastball outside. It's a full count. Beck, another 3-2 pitch, and that one's going to be low for ball four, and he's walked another two walks in the inning. Wow. So Mack and Zubia, the two good eyes. Mets are going to have to throw a lot more strikes for those guys. They're being picky, and it's working for them. They have five walks between the two. Santiago. Beck not exactly pounding the strike zone. 11 balls, just 8 strikes. He's got himself into a mini jam here as he throws a strike to Santiago. And has reached twice on a double and an error. 1-for-2. Fastball low at 91. Mets tomorrow will have Franklin Sanchez starting. That'll be another short outing as he gets stretched out from coming off of injury. As this pitch is swung on and missed, and the Mets will have Tony DeBrell make his second rehab start on Sunday in the finale. So it'll be another short outing with the pitcher coming back from long-term injury. Just going to be a series of short innings. There's a third strike at the knees of Santiago, and he will not challenge. When we come back, we'll tell you if he should have. Two walks, two strikeouts in the inning for Beck. No runs, the most important thing. Looks like the Mets have settled it down on the mound with two straight scoreless innings. To the fifth we go at Roger Dean. Jupiter 6th, Mets nothing on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Justin Guerrero will bat. So Justin Guerrero, Brady Allen, and now Carlos Santiago, all three in this game have taken called third strikes that if they had challenged would have been overturned to balls. And who knows how their at-bats would have turned out. As Guerrero pops the first pitch up, he sees foul. We'll await the result. It's going to land in the stands, and nobody can make a play. Now, Santiago looking at his call, third strike, delivered by Jace Beck. It was a ball low. So a miss by the umpire, Matt Wachowski. Seems to have a favorable zone for the pitchers tonight. Mets have only challenged once. They lost. Jupiter's challenged twice, has won both, so they have three left. Mets two. Be time for these teams to start using those on called third strikes. Guerrero takes the called strike and then swings at the next pitch and is down on three pitches from Walters.
The first baseman, number 24, Raul Barrasierta.
15 batters faced, 12 batters are tired by Walters. Looks like Jupiter might get an arm loose in the bullpen soon. Or Walter's coming off injury. Could make his first start in the Florida State League until July 2nd. Cruising. 33,000 feet. Smooth skies. Here's a hot shot ground ball right to the face of Capé. Shortstop throws Bear Sierta out. Nice one hopper. Barely had to hunch over for it. And now Salazar, the last Met to reach base, drew a walk in the third. It was first and second, no outs. Mets trying to climb back into the game. Haven't had a runner on base since. There's a strike at the top of the zone on a slider at 83. Swing and a miss on the fastball up high out of the zone. It's nothing and two. Oh, 2 pitch outside. Good take. That's the sucker pitch. 0-2. Bear Sierta has one of the Mets' 2 hits in the game. There's a swing and a miss, and the inning is over. So, 9 straight retired by Walters. Impressive performance. 5 shutout innings. Probably going to be it for him. He improved from his last start against the Mets. At the halfway mark of this evening's ball game, all Hammerheads, 6-0.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stluciemets.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Joel Diaz pitching for the Mets. Chase Beck, 1 inning. No hits, no runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts through 23 pitches. Just 11 strikes, though. So Diaz becomes the 4th Mets pitcher of the game just in the 5th inning. Contrasting side, 5 innings pitched by 1 Jupiter pitcher tonight. It'll be at the bottom of the order for Diaz, starting with Jorge Caballero, who's 0-for-1 with the sac fly. Jupiter has a 6-0 lead. It feels quite commanding right now. The Mets will get their crack, it looks like, at the Jupiter bullpen next inning. We'll see if things change with the new pitcher. Diaz throws a fastball at 96 for strike 2. Diaz, let's see if the All-Star break will serve as a line of demarcation for him, as it has been a struggle since coming over from the complex side. Thought was that he might end up being the ace of the team in the second half of the season, but it has not quite worked out that way. Baby steps with him. His last 2 appearances have been his best. As there's a called third strike on the curveball. Hard curve gets Caballero looking. In his one game against Dunedin last week, game two of a doubleheader on the 13th. Four innings, three hits, two runs, five walks, and three strikeouts. Did not get a decision in the Mets' victory. That was that weird game where his first pitch struck the umpire in the face. The umpire had to leave the game. Here's a backhanded pick by Guerrero. Nice pick. Not easy. Took a high hop on him at the end. And he retires Tanner Allen. Route number two. So after that first pitch from Diaz hit the umpire in the face, he had to wait about a 15-minute delay while the umpire left the game and the other umpire had to suit up in his home plate umpire gear. Diaz struggled a bit to get on track, but he did. He throws a strike here to Santos. Ground ball to Guerrero. Fields one off his chest, picks it up, throws good to first, and Santos is out. And Justin Guerrero probably wishing somebody would rake the dirt around him. He's dealt with a couple of bad hops. It's a 1-2-3 start for Diaz. This game's starting to fly now. We've played five. Score is still 6-0 Hammerheads. This is the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590 AM, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Yes, it is. Mets off to a porous start. Come out of the All-Star break, dug themselves quite the hole, pitching and defensively in the first and second innings, but they have settled in. The question is now, is it too much of a deficit? They trail 6-0. A little less than half the game to go. Brady Smith is the batter. Justin Fall is the new pitcher. Fall activated off the injured list by the Hammerheads prior to today's game. He's made 10 starts and 8 relief appearances. And he will get this fastball past Brady Smith for strike one. Smith hacks one foul. Mets have faced Hall a couple of times, Fall a couple of times, with no success. And here's the pitch a little high. April 21st, 5 shutout innings pitched by Hall. And a no decision. And then June 10th, 6 innings, one run for Fall. Check swing on appeal. Brady didn't go. Two and two from the lefty. Smith 0-for-1 with the strikeout, batting ninth. And he grounds this one to Santiago. Scoops it to the side. High throw. Holding the bag is Zubia. And Smith is out. And there goes the doorbell, and there goes the dog barking again. So fall against the Mets this season. 11 innings, 10 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, and 16 strikeouts. 0.82 ERA. There's a pitch low to Omar De Los Santos. 10 straight Mets have been retired now. Omar fouls one off. Omar 1-for-2. Started the game with the hit. Mets have one hit and one walk since. Balls 0-1 pitches inside. Starter Jake Walters, 26-year-old from the University of Alabama, on the comeback trail. 5 shutout innings, 2 hits, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. Only 61 pitches in his 5 innings. Omar De Los Santos floats this one into shallow left center, the triangle, and it's caught by Capé. And the young Cuban shortstop continues to impress, going long range from the shortstop position to haul that ball in left center. It was him or nobody. Capé makes the play. 11 straight retired. Now Junior Tilling, who's 0-for-2. Fly out to right and center in this one. Fall lures this pitch outside. Hammerheads have a 6-0 lead. Hammerheads only have 4 hits. They've walked a bunch and have taken advantage of a couple errors. Half the runs unearned. Pitches up, 2 balls and no strikes on Tillian. Looking for his 10th home run at some point during this series. Dribbles one to Santiago, another tough play. Scooped, throws to first, picked by Zubia. Well, that ball was caught on the heel of Santiago's glove. That's how close he came to having it roll up his wrist. Instead, it's a 1-2-3 inning and 12 straight Mets set down by two different Jupiter pitchers. 5.5 in the books. Hammerheads have a 6-0 lead. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Yes, let us do that. Thanks for hanging out on a Friday night. Good to be back after a 4-day break. Not going to lie, that was a great 4 days. Wouldn't have been opposed if it was 7 days. But we move on in the baseball world as this pitch is a strike to Cape from Joel Diaz. 0-2 curveball. Did he go? I think he did. No. Wow. Diaz glared to look at Alex Lowry down the first base side. Cape really reached over for that ball, tried to hold up. Got strong wrists, apparently. A 1-2 pitch, a fastball at 97, too low. Diaz, a 1-2-3 debut inning tonight. Throws this pitch that just misses. It's a full count. Payoff to Cape. That's a ground ball to Riddle. Charging, throws on the run right to the belt of Bercierta. Four up, four down for Joel Diaz. Cape now 1-4-4 in his first FSL game. Won't say we're in the home stretch of the minor league season. I think in the pregame show I called it a 5K to the finish line, maybe a 10K. Once this little mini three-game set is over with, we're back to our normal six-game series with every Monday being an off day. There's only going to be seven of those series left. Essentially 7 weeks. And the schedule's pretty simple. Mets have two straight weeks at home, two straight weeks on the road, two straight weeks at home, and the last week on the road. Then we'll be done in the regular season. And there's a fly ball deep out to right field by Sanoha. Into the corner goes Dominguez, but it's out of his reach and foul territory. Everybody will reset. The Mets playing their last three games of the regular season here at Roger Dean. Their home away from home has not been kind to them recently. They've lost seven straight games here, including all six in a series to Palm Beach. The Mets do not have to play here again. A fastball too high. Palm Beach has yet to come to Port St. Lucie. They will have to come up twice in the span of about a month, starting on Tuesday. 3-1 to Sanoha, and he will take it for a strike at the knees. Full count again. Mets, last time they faced Jupiter here was on a Sunday in early June, lost in extras. As this pitch is a strike on the corner. Sanoha caught looking for the second out. Correction, it was not a loss in extra innings. It was a walk-off in the bottom of the ninth. That was, to me, that was the second-best game of the season. The best being the Mets' victory last Thursday over Dunedin in extras. Here's Joe Mack. He's walked three times and three trips to the plate. And Diaz throws one right by his swinging bat at 88. Two-seamer. There's a dribbler foul, 0-2. Mets on that Sunday finale against Jupiter last time they faced the Hammerheads here. And they had a 3-0 lead in the sixth inning. They needed to win the division. They couldn't quite finish it off, give Jupiter credit, not wanting the Mets to celebrate on their home field. As this ball is hit a ton to right field by Mack, Dominguez going back short of the warning track will make the catch. Impressive reach by Mack. Ball's up around his eyeballs. He flies out to deep right. Six up, six down for Joel Diaz. We'll go to the seventh. Mets looking for offense. They've been held to two hits and no runs. 6-0 Jupiter.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Justin Fall out for his second inning of relief work. Top of the seventh. Mets running out of outs, trailing big, 6-0. Mets have overcome a 5-run deficit this season, never six. It'll be Lugo, Riddle, and Dominguez. 12 straight Mets have been retired. There's a swing and a miss from Lugo on the first pitch, a fastball from Fall. Jupiter, 4 runs out of the gate in the bottom of the first, 2 more in the second. Zeros for everybody since. As this pitch is low. Also around the Florida State League, Fort Myers is up 1-0 in the middle of the fifth at Dunedin. As Lugo gets underneath this one into left field for Allen. Well, nope, it's going to be Capé. Capé makes another catch out in the outfield from his shortstop position. 13 straight retired, Lugo 0-3. Bradenton and Clearwater tied at 1 in the top of the third. Palm Beach is up 5-4. At Daytona in the top of the fifth, so wild one there. Lakeland and Tampa already postponed. Too much rain in Tampa. Tampa's had a lot of weather problems. Tampa and Fort Myers. Two places you really don't want to go, apparently, this year in the Florida State League with the weather issues. Riddle has popped out and flown out. He's 0-2. Shortstop, he has overcome a bad throwing error. Spiraled the first inning. To look solid at short. He's got a few more chances. And he hacks this one foul. Two balls and a strike. Mets have already been to Tampa once. That was the site of our very first delayed game. Though that was not weather-related, that was the lights wouldn't turn on. Just one of the light banks. You'd be amazed that one light bank being out makes a difference. Mets go to Fort Myers, the other weather fiasco stadium, at the last week of the season in September. Riddle loops this one in foul territory, and it's out of the range of Santiago. The third baseman lands harmlessly in the Jupiter bullpen. I'm going to set the over-under at 3.5 games played in that St. Lucie-Fort Myers series. I mean, September in Fort Myers, that's going to rain every day. Tutu pitch swung on and missed the changeup. Strikes Riddle out, 14 straight Mets set down. 5 up, 5 down for Fall.
Right fielder number 10, Carlos Dominguez.
Carlos Dominguez will come up as grounded out and flown out. Takes this pitch low. Dominguez, the only Met yesterday that I saw at least, got a hit against Jacob DeGrom. DeGrom's sim game. Also put up quite a battle against DeGrom as DeGrom's last batter of the night. Fouled off a bunch of pitches. league leader with 16 home runs. A 1-1 pitch. Foul tips this one. Big swing. It's 1-2. Ball from the windup. Throws this pitch that's fouled off. Carlos all over it. And the changeup, but too far out in front. Couldn't stay back. Stays a ball and two strikes. This pitch inside on the slider. Good take. 2-2. If you can single against DeGrom and battle against him in the next time, then confidence should be pretty good going into tonight against anybody else. 2-2 pitch, foul tipped for strike three. Good squeeze by Mack. Back-to-back strikeouts ends the seventh. 15 straight Mets have been retired by both Walters and Fall combined. Stretch time at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Home team loving it. Hammerheads lead 6-0 on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Pitchers have dominated in the middle and late innings here. Joel Diaz has retired all 6 batters he's faced. This is his best-looking appearance of the season. He starts Brady Allen with a curveball high, so enough confidence to start pitching backwards. Breaking ball first. Now a pop-up back this way. Lands over the roof. Mets are down 4-0 after the first inning, 6-0 after 2. That is the score, 6-0. Another ball fouled back. It's 1-2. Well, as I alluded to earlier in the broadcast, a lot of things have happened since we've last talked on Sunday, including something that just broke during the middle of this game. As this curveball goes for a called strike, Allen will not challenge.
Joel Diaz,
3 strikeouts. And retired all 7 he's faced. Well, the big news in the Mets land today is the trade that just went down. The Mets acquiring Dan Vogelbach, a former Florida State leaguer, with the Cubs. The Daytona Cubs. It's with the Pirates, who are a middling team right now. But he's a slugger. The Mets announcing today they've acquired infielder Vogelbach from the Pirates in exchange for right-handed pitcher Colin Holderman, who was a St. Lucie Met in 2019, and a rehabber. Minor league rehabber with St. Lucie last year. And Holderman, an excellent piece for the Mets bullpen this season, kind of unexpectedly, as Zubia fouls this ball back. And the Mets, no question, you look at that team as they want to compete for a World Series. They need a bat in the lineup, and they need bullpen help. So they traded bullpen help that they had for a bat in the lineup. More on that in a moment as this ball's popped up to Riddle. And the Mets shortstop puts that away. Zubi is retired. Mets general manager Billy Epler saying this to the media, quote, "I ran through a bunch of different iterations to try to not have to yield Colin Holderman in this transaction. Pittsburgh didn't have to move Vogel back. We had to give them ultimately the player that they dug their heels in on," end quote. Epler also said that some of the conversations he's had with other clubs has given him the feeling there might be a more robust relief market than hitter's market. And so he feels that, obviously, he gets Vogelbach and then can make up for the loss of Holderman because there's more relievers out there to be had. So, obviously, he hints that there's work to be done. So Epler makes his first big in-season trade. That's acquiring a bat they need, but losing a reliever that was, of course, very helpful. And they'll have to now go in search of relief help that we're already, I'm sure, looking at. There's a ball outside to Santiago. It's a full count, two outs, and the base is empty. Diaz trying to go 9 up, 9 down to start this appearance. Payoff pitch. It's a ground ball over his head. Backhanded by Guerrera. The throw, the scoop by Bercierta. Yes! Nice play. Boy, the Mets' middle infield has sharpened up since the first two innings. Don't know if the Mets are going to come back and win this game, but they can take a lot of positives in the way Joel Diaz is pitching right now. Three perfect innings for him. That sends us through the seventh inning. We go to the eighth. 6-0 Jupiter on WPSL 1590.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Let's go back to the field.
Mets batting in the eighth, down by 6 runs. 15 straight Mets have been retired. And I believe 10 straight hammer hits. Yes, that's right. So we are cruising along. We are well ahead of the pace compared to the other teams in the Florida State League tonight. As Guerrero is at the plate, and he takes the ball and swings at the next pitch. He's 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. He's turned it around defensively. Now can he get it going on offense? Justin Fall, 2 perfect innings for him. There was this changeup outside, 85. 2-1. More on Dan Vogelbach coming over from the Pittsburgh Pirates as Guerrero smashes this one up the middle for a base hit. Yes, he has turned his night around both with the glove and the bat. Vogelbach, 29 years old, has 10 doubles, a triple, 12 home runs, 35 RBI, and 29 runs in 75 games for the Pirates. 338 on base percentage, 430 slugging. 11 home runs he's hit as a DH are tied for the second most in the NL behind Bryce Harper. As Raul Berciarta takes a strike. Among the 178 hitters with at least 200 plate appearances versus righties this season, he has a 149 WRC plus, 15th in the majors, 817 career OPS versus righties. 55 of his 61 career home runs have come against righties. Vogelbach has appeared in 412 games with Seattle, Toronto, Milwaukee, and Pittsburgh. So, Mets getting a player who's having a good season as Berciarta strikes out. Now the Mets' streak of 15 batters in a row retired ends. Guerrero's single, but then Berciarta follows it up with the strikeout. Here's Salazar, who has earned a walk and has struck out tonight. And we'll see where Vogelbach fits into things when he gets over to the Mets. Probably tomorrow, not that far from Pittsburgh to New York. The other news today for the Mets is they sign their second-round pick, or their first-round pick, their second pick of the first round, Jet Williams. It was the 14th overall pick. That was the pick the Mets actually had for where they finished last season. They also had the 11th overall pick in the draft. That was the one they got for not signing Kumar Rocker. Here's a seeing eye single into right field for Salazar. Just past the dive of Sanoha. Mets have two hits in the last three batters here in the eighth. They only had two hits through the first seven innings. Now have as many as Jupiter. Brady Smith will come up 0 for 2 with the strikeout and a ground out. The Mets had the 11th pick of the draft this year for not signing Kumar Rocker last year. There were medical concerns with him. Well, Rocker did not return to Vanderbilt, worked out, played independent ball, and ended up getting drafted number 3 overall by the Rangers in a true shocker. So he improved his draft stock by 7 spots by not signing with the Mets. Of course, the Mets weren't going to sign him. So with the 11th pick that the Mets got for not signing Kumar Rocker, they signed or drafted Kevin Parada, Georgia Tech catcher, considered one of the top hitters, if not the top college bat in the game. So Rocker and Parada will, they'll be basically compared for their entire careers. We'll see when the Mets can sign Parada from Georgia Tech and see where he goes. If he makes a stop in Port St. Lucie with the St. Lucie Mets before the end of the year. There's a swing and a miss by Smith, 1-2. But the Mets have their 20 draft picks signed. Jet Williams, the first domino to fall, first draft pick to sign. Williams batted 4-11 with 7 home runs, 41 RBI, and 53 runs. 24 stolen bases in his high school season this year as Smith swings late on this fastball and strikes out. Jet Williams drafted or entered the draft as the 15th overall prospect by Baseball America, 21st overall by MLB Pipeline. He was the number one ranked high school prospect in the state of Texas, according to Perfect Game. We'll see where Jet Williams winds up this season as this ball is fouled off by De Los Santos as a high schooler. Be hard-pressed to make it to the St. Lucie Mets this season. But he's signed with New York, and he should be reporting to the Mets minor league complex in Port St. Lucie within days. They'll get him inundated in the Mets' way. He'll be working out in the backfields, not far from Clover Park. De Los Santos flies one to right field towards Caballero, puts it away for the third out. So one of the better innings for the Mets today, two hits but no runs. Two are left on. Hammerhead's got a shutout going through eight innings. They'll look for a little insurance when we come back. They lead comfortably 6-0 on WPSL 1590.
For some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Joel Diaz facing Jorge Caballero. First batter he faced tonight. Starts him with the strike second time around. Nine up, nine down for Diaz as this ball goes high. Mets number 10 prospect rising up the charts quickly after a great campaign last year in the Dominican Summer League. By and large has scuffled as a St. Lucie Met. But again, last two starts starting to improve, and now this one by far the best. Fastball bringing the heat. Touching 97. Curveball looks like it has a little more bite to it. Throws this pitch for a strike. It's 2-2. And he's in a rhythm as he throws this one. It's fouled off. He is getting it and going. Two pitch. Curveball, strike three. And he sits Caballero right down. Much more confident pitcher right now than when he first came over. Now Tanner Allen, who's 0 for 3 with three ground outs. Allen pops one up. Long run for Lugo, who is in the shift. He'll look at it go into the third row of the seats. Lefty Allen, so the Mets have everybody shaded a bit to the right. Thanks for an extra long run for Lugo, the third baseman. Riddle playing well within that pie slice where he should not be. I don't know if he doesn't care or if he's exempt from the rule because he's a rehabber, but he's two body lengths inside that line where he's not supposed to be playing. And there's no way the umpires can't see this. I'm looking right now at the first base umpire, Alex Lawler. He's looking right at Riddle. Looking right at him. Just not going to say anything? There's a liner into left field for a base hit. That was right where Lugo would be against a righty. No question, Allen 0 for 3 trying to go the other way for a hit, and he did. That's how you beat the shift. First batter to reach against Diaz. He's in the 11th man he faces. One on, one out. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, so Jupiter trying to muster one last bit of offense before the top of the ninth. As Anhui de Santos takes the changeup for strike 86. Fastball knocked out of play. Fastball high. Back to the Mets draft. So they draft Georgia Tech catcher Kevin Parada with their first pick, the 11th overall. A lot of the pre-draft mocks had Mets taking Daniel Susak from Arizona, as Santos swings and misses at this pitch. Changeup, he strikes out. But I don't think a lot of those mock drafts had Parada still being there when the Mets selected at 11. Mets took the top catcher. Widely thought Parada the number one catcher and Susak the number two catcher. And they draft Jet Williams, the shortstop out of the Texas High School in the second round. They signed him quickly. Blade Tidwell of Tennessee was the second round pick. Nick Morabito, outfielder from Gonzaga High School in D.C., a second round compensation pick. There's a ground ball. Diving stop at third by Lugo from the knees. Skips it to first, but it's not going to be in time. Not a lot of sauce on that throw from the knees against the grain. Pretty accurate throw. Just not going to beat Kepe. That was his second hit. So a two-out single for Kepe. Continues the inning. Allen stopped at second. And Sanoha will hit. Brandon Sproat, Mets third-round pick from Florida, right-handed pitcher. Jacob Reimer, third baseman from a California high school in the fourth round. DeAndre Smith, a shortstop from USC in the fifth round. Now, there's a name to keep an eye on as this ball misses outside. What we learned last year with the Mets is that, you know, the high schoolers, after being drafted, did not come to St. Lucie right away. And neither did most of the pitchers. And Trey McLaughlin, Kobe Kubicek, the only two pitchers the Mets drafted last year who made it to St. Lucie, both the college guys. So you're looking at who the Mets drafted who could possibly make it to St. Lucie this season, late this summer. You start eyeballing the college position players. There's only a few of them. As this pitch is a strike. DeAndre Smith, the shortstop from USC. Parada, Georgia Tech catcher. Chase Estep, third baseman from Kentucky in the ninth round. As this pitch is softly grounded past the mound to no man's land, picked up by Lugo. He will just eat it. All right, so Diaz delivers that pitch, falls off the right side of the mound. Ball trickles over towards the left side. And back-to-back infield hits for the Hammerheads. As low to the bases here in the eighth. Rylan Thomas, outfielder USC, 11th round. That's another name there you might be able to keep an eye out for. We're going to have a mound visit, but just between pitcher and catchers, Brady Smith goes out there. Now it's going to be a full mound visit. As Diaz trying to get through this fourth inning of his scoreless. Mets will begin throwing Miguel Alfonseca in the bullpen. Yeah, but last year, you know, Rowdy Jordan from Mississippi State, an outfielder, Jack Thomas Wolds, who's still with us on the injured list right now. He's from UNLV, an outfielder. And Kevin Kendall, infielder. Now those JT Schwartz infielder, you know, Kevin and JT were teammates at UCLA. They were the ones who made it over to St. Lucie, you know, just a little more than a month after the draft. So, you know, following suit, if that same happens this year, keep an eye on some of those position players from college I just listed, maybe donning St. Lucie Met uniforms at some point late this summer, maybe helping with the postseason push. Already in the postseason. But any help, we'll see if they can bring it. Mound visit over. First pitch is a ball low. Second pitch is whacked into right field by Mack. Here comes the second run to the plate. It's a two-run single for Joe Mack. Three walks and now a two-run base hit and an 8-0 lead for the Hammerheads. And a frustrating way for this game to unfold for Diaz. Runner on first base. Two outs. And he can't get through the inning scoreless. Three consecutive hits. Two on the infields. And that one in the right field will chase him from the game. That's a real shame. He pitched much better than what his final line is going to be. And 11 straight batters retired. Just too bad for him that the last three had to get hits. And two on the infield. I mean, if it's hit a little harder, either one of those infield hits, he's out of this inning, no problem. But again, you can take a lot of positives from this appearance. Mets will go to the bullpen looking for the last out of the ninth, have to use another arm. Down 8-0.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stluciemets.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Miguel off on Seca trying to clean this inning up. Jupiter only had 4 hits through 7 2/3 innings. They have now 4 hits in their last 5 batters. There's Brady Allen with runners at the corners. Alfonseca throws this backdoor slider for a strike. And Allen will challenge that call, and it stays upheld the strike. Challenge system really hasn't come much into play today. Probably should have been more in play than it was. Hitters not being aggressive enough tapping those helmets. There's a slider that misses. The Mets want to challenge that? No. It will ask for an appeal. It was a check swing, which it was. Mets have challenged once, have lost. Jupiter has challenged 3 times. 1-2, lost 1. Another backup slider. No good. Alfonseca would like to challenge that. Why not? The challenge, the call, it's a ball. Well, you can't take the leftover challenges with you home. We'll roll them over to the next day. So, two outs in the eighth inning, worth a shot. A fastball for a strike will make it 2-2. Sanoha on third, Mac on first. Boy, Mac, he's going to be a problem. I have a feeling down the stretch here. There's a slider fouled off. These two teams still have tomorrow and Sunday and then six games at Clover Park towards the end of the season. Joe Mack, good defensive catcher. He's got a good eye and a good swing. This ball comes inside to the backstop. Yes, a wild pitch scores a ninth run for Jupiter as Sanoha speeds home. I thought it might have been a hit by pitch. Nope, that just hit off of Smith's glove and went to the backstop. The old runner on third, beware of the wild pitch. Happens all the time. Well, the wheels fell off the Mets the first two innings. They slowly put the wheels back on, and they've fallen right back off again here in a three-run eighth. That run unfortunately charged the Diaz. Final line again doesn't look nearly as good as how we actually pitched. 3-2 pitch, missed outside. That's going to be challenged by the Mets. It's a strike. Thought it might have been. The way Brady Smith caught it, he reached, but he had set up inside. And so he just reached across the outside corner. So the Mets win a challenge, and they get to keep their last one. Allen strikes out, and a runner is stranded at second. Go to the ninth inning. It's 9-0 Jupiter. They'll try to finish it off quickly when we return.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Ninth inning, Justin Fall looking for the four-inning save. Walters going to get the win, Montgomery the loss tonight. Mets down big early. The deficit has only grown. The only drama now is can the Mets avoid a shutout? Coming out of a four-day All-Star break, you never know what a team is going to look like. And no question that Jupiter has been the sharper squad. Mets going to have to quickly shed this, not let an All-Star break hangover continue tomorrow. Expect to see a better performance. The Mets going to lose a fourth straight game after they were a win away from 20 games over 500. There's a ground ball to third, caught by Santiago. Throws to first offline, but Zubi applies the tag to the chest of Tillian. One away in the top of the ninth. And that's just off to a bad start tonight on the mound. First batter of the game, Yidi Capé popped out for Jupiter, but then Mike Montgomery, the mining Louis Haber, just not sharp. Walked two in a row, gave up an RBI hit, had a double play ball, get out of the inning. Riddle, mining Louis Haber shortstop, not sharp either. Took an easy pitch, flew it right over the head of the second baseman Guerrera. A four-run inning. An error on Guerrera could have ended the second inning at one run. Sent an error, made it two runs. Meanwhile, the Mets offense just not all day. And here's a ground ball to the third baseman, Santiago, stabs another. The pivot, the throw, better this time. Lugo out. Mets held to four hits today, all four singles, including one on the infield. And now Riddle, who's going wire to wire, as the Mets' last hope to try to keep this game going. First pitch from Fall is the ball inside, and that will be challenged by Joe Mack, the catcher, and he wins another. Mack has challenged three calls as a catcher tonight and has won all three. And for a guy playing in just his fifth Florida State League game, this is a very impressive performance by the backstop. Riddle swings and misses at the pitch in the dirt. And it's nothing and two. Ball will step off the back of the mound. He's fiddling with his jersey, it looks like. And he's set for the 0-2. Here he comes. A strikeout. Riddle down on the breaking ball. Justin Fall finishes the Mets off rather quickly in the top of the ninth. And the Hammerheads jog out of the dugout in the bullpen to form the happy high five line. They take this three-game series opener by a score of 9-0. It was a romp almost from the get-go. Mets not competitive tonight in the first couple of innings, and it was too late. So a reboot in order for the Mets after just one game out of the All-Star break. As Jupiter really throttled St. Lucie tonight. Jake Walters gets the win. Montgomery, the loss. Walters 1-0, Montgomery 0-1. And Fall gets the save by pitching the final four innings. Jupiter four runs in the first. It's really all they needed. Two more in the second and three in the eighth. Mets held to four singles at the plate. Mets dropped to 51-36. They've lost four straight games. They are now 11-11 in the second half. Jupiter also 11-11 in the second half. And 45-41 overall. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the postgame show on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590, the talk of the Treasure Coast.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Adam McDonald with you from high atop the action, top floor broadcasting booth. This is the Mets' home away from home, when it has not treated them as kindly as their actual home. The Mets are 30-11 at Clover Park. They are now 9-16 at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium with an 8-game losing streak here. They're running out of chances to snap that. They only have tomorrow and Sunday left here against the Hammerheads in the regular season. Highly likely we'll be back here for the playoffs, game one of the East Division Series. Mets are either going to face Daytona, Jupiter, or Palm Beach. Well, Palm Beach and Jupiter both play here. Daytona's been the worst team in the East all season, so likely the Mets will be back here in September. They'll try to play better than they have in this latest stretch of games. Jupiter also has gone one up on the Mets in the season series. They are now 10-9 against the Mets. These two teams met a couple weeks ago in Port St. Lucie, and the Mets took 4 out of 6. Mets will need to win the next two games to win this mini 3-game series. Let's go over the scoring summary. It's all Jupiter. Only have to look at one side of the score sheet. Second batter of the game, third batter of the game, Sanoha and Mack both took walks. Brady Allen hit an RBI single. Zach Zuby hit a ground ball right to the shortstop, JT Riddle. Should have been an easy flip to second for a start of a double play, except, whoops, the flip way up high into right field. That brought in Mack to make it 2-0. Zuby was safe as well. Carlos Santiago hit a double to make it 3-0. Jorge Caballero hit a sac fly to make it 4-0. All this was against Mike Montgomery, the minor league rehabber. In the second inning, Yidi Capé started with the single. He stole second, scored on a Sanoha single to make it 5-0. Sanoha would later score on an error. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Ground ball right to Justin Guerrero. He just missed the throw. Too high and away for Bears Sierta. Brought in a run on the E4 to make it 6-0. That's the way the game stayed all the way until the eighth inning. Bases loaded for Jupiter with 2 outs, a 2-run single by Joe Mack. Continued his impressive day, made it 8-0. And then Sanoha would score on a wild pitch against the new pitcher, Alfonseca. And that would make it 9-0, and that completed the scoring. Moving to the box score, starting with the line score, no runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for the Mets. Jupiter, 9 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. One of the more lopsided box scores the Mets have had all season. Hitters in the game, De Los Santos, Guerrero, Bercierta, and Salazar all had hits for the Mets. All were singles. Mets went 0-6 with runners in scoring position. They only left 4 on base. For Jupiter, Capé in his first FSL game, 2-for-5 with 2 runs. He looks like a real player. Sanoha, 2-for-4. He scored 3 times. Mack, 1-for-2 with a double, 2 RBI, a run, and 3 walks. Santiago, the only extra base hit for Jupiter, a double. Pitchers in the game, Montgomery takes the loss for the Mets. An inning and a third, 2 hits, 4 runs, 2 earns. He walked 2, struck out 1. Jeffrey Colon, an inning and 2/3, 2 hits and 2 runs. Beck, 1 inning. Scoreless, hitless, with a couple of walks and strikeouts. Joel Diaz, so close to 4 shutout innings. Instead, he winds up 3 2/3, 4 hits and 3 runs. Big swing there late in his appearance. No walks and 5 strikeouts, and Alfonseca got an out but did allow an inherited run to score. For Jupiter, Walters, 5 shutout with 2 hits, a walk and 5 strikeouts. Fall, 4 innings, shutout ball, 2 hits. No walks and 5 strikeouts. Fall against the Mets this season now has pitched 15 innings, allowing just 1 run. Ball game played in 2 hours and 22 minutes in front of 559 baseball-loving souls here at the Dean. Mets turn their attention now to tomorrow. We'll try to stop a losing streak before it gets to 5 games. They'll turn to Franklin Sanchez. It's a 6 o'clock start tomorrow, which means airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network is at 5:50. Weather forecast does look good. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Roger Dean. The Hammerheads 9, the Mets nothing. For Cliff Desmond spinning the dials back in the WPSL studios, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Friday night. I hope all those out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of their evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.